comes from the Secretariat for Persons with Disabilities. Thank you very much, Minister. Since the last review, not only has Brazil strengthened its legislation, but also implemented the commitments made with the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Furthermore, it's also implemented recommendations received at the last review. In order to ensure that persons with disabilities can fully exercise their political rights, the electoral process is fully accessible, both physically and communications-wise. We've increased the number of persons with disabilities in the three branches of the Republic. The Brazilian Inclusion Act came into force in 2016. It ensures that persons with disabilities can be actively involved in drawing up this kind of legislation. We implement public policies in light of the CRPD. We have also fine-tune the process of delivering high-quality braces and prostheses. This is universal free coverage. We're currently helping 175,000 people over the next 18 months. We've also drawn up the National Plan for Tackling Violence Against Persons with Disabilities. This is based on good practice developed at state level. The plan is currently being launched. It will fine-tune our methodology for registering cases of violence against persons with disability, training public agents, and creating a specialised police station. We are currently using important tools at a test phase, such as a biopsychosocial disability assessment model. This will simplify access to services and benefits. And we also have a single system for recording information on the use of these services. We have quotas for persons with disabilities in federal public sector universities. We are creating and setting up the conditions for providing an inclusion support. This will cover expenses of attending work. This is for persons with disabilities already on the subsidised income programme. We're also maintaining the excellent results achieved by Brazilian